You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-all-fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's clothing that bolsters your brand identity and creates a unique connection between your brand, your employees, and your customers. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a supplier of branded apparel to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action. From logo application to online ordering, Lands' End Outfitters offers seamless solutions that give you peace of mind, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code POD20 for 20% off your first product.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Off the ball.
I was enjoying the heat chat just a second ago. I managed to catch that. It's one of my top five. So that brightened my morning a little bit.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the balls, football daily.
Welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. My name is Phil Egan. On the way, Heimir Hallgrímsson on the task of replacing Chidozie Ogbeni in tonight's Nations League game against Finland. UEFA has suspended referee David Coote after a second controversial video comes to light and clubs line up compensation should Manchester City be found guilty of their 115 charges. But first today, Ireland can make sure they avoid automatic relegation to League C in the Nations League. Finland visit the Aviva Stadium, where Heimir Hallgrímsson will be forced into a number of changes. Of the teams that started last month's games, Robbie Brady and Chidozie Ogbeni are missing, while Dara O'Shea is the major doubt with a back injury. Hallgrímsson believes Ogbeni will be particularly difficult to replace tonight.
It's always a little bit more tricky when both him and Robbie, for example, have been starting all of the matches since I came. So it's a lot of invested time in them. That's maybe the most important thing, that we need to quickly adapt someone new into those roles. There's always preference to have all your players fit and ready. I think we counted like 10 players that we probably have already selected or would have selected if not injured. But that's just how it is at international football. You never know what team you have available. So keep them simple, be consistent in what you're saying. So when the player comes in, even though he was in last camp, he will know more or less what we want. That's just, if we continue that, we will improve as a unit. More players will be in the know what we want when they come in here. So that's just our job, trying to get the consistency in this national team.
One man who will almost certainly keep his place is Liam Scales. The Celtic defender has put in a number of impressive performances in the Champions League this season, but his form is no surprise to his Ireland captain, Nathan Collins.
I've watched Scales. He played up since I was like 14. He played with my brother at UCD. He would have played centre-back with him, so I've seen him play from there. So I've always known him. I've always seen how good he was. Then obviously going through the League of Ireland and getting his move, he's always had the qualities of a top player, so it's no surprise he's got his chance. I think he has been patient, he's bided his time, and he's been very patient, to be fair to him. But Liam's a credit to himself, because what he does, how his patience, how he is as a lad, how nice he is, he's just a top fella all around. So he does really deserve this, and he's taken it by like with a scruff of the neck, really, hasn't he? He's been unbelievable to play beside. You know, I know he's there. I know I can give him the ball. I know he'll win his headers. It makes my life easier when someone like that's playing beside me.
Collins will continue as captain in the absence of the injured Seamus Coleman, and it's a role that he's enjoying.
Well, to be fair to you, the way I've always seen myself is that the way I play is a way I'll always play. It's the way I play, I will always try to be a leader. Nathan Jones gave me captain at Stoke when I was 18 for the way I was, and I don't think I've changed much on a mental level there. I think I've changed probably physically a bit, but I don't think my style will ever change because there's an armband around my arm. I think I'll always be the same player if I have it. If I don't, I'll always try to be a leader. I'll always try being positive, encourage, talk to people. I'll always be that person, and I think that's why maybe he's seen that in me, and why would I change something that I can already do.
Evan Ferguson was last night confirmed as the FAI's Young International Men's Footballer of the Year. Hallgrimsson believes the Brighton striker's in a better place physically than he was a month ago.
Yeah. We see that in numbers. We see that in numbers from Brighton, you know, how much he is doing. So we know that he is progressing. But normally in the past, whoever you, if you're talking about in the past, normally it was a big one. Yeah. And it was a quick one. So kind of a combination of those in them. So Troy, Tom, other guys running more in spaces, etc. Finn or Sammy, other guys finding spaces. Evan is of course really good in front of goal. That is where he should be.
Kick-off tonight at the Aviva at 7:45. At the same time in the group, England are away to group leaders Greece, who've won 4 out of 4. It's a final England camp under interim boss Lee Carsley before Thomas Tuchel takes charge on the 1st of January. It's been a bit of a farce before a ball's even kicked in Athens. 8 players pulled out of the original 26-man England squad. Even one of those replacements, Jared Brantwaite, didn't make it onto the plane to Greece. Captain Harry Kane isn't happy and has suggested some England players have forgotten the importance of representing their country.
If there's one thing Gareth Southgate put in place that you and other senior players need to ensure isn't lost, what is it?
I think the joy to play for England. I think he brought that back. I think every camp people were excited to come, every camp people wanted to play for England. And yeah, that's the most important thing. I think England comes before anything. England comes before club. England is the most important, you know, thing you play as a professional footballer. So, and Gareth was, you know, hot on that, and he weren't afraid to make decisions if, you know, that started to drift from certain players.
Are you feeling it might have drifted this week?
It's a shame this week. Obviously, yeah, look, I think it's a tough period of the season, and maybe maybe there's been taken advantage of that a little bit. I don't really like it, if I'm totally honest. I think, like I just said there, I think England comes before anything, any club situation.
Israel will be relegated to League B tonight if they don't match or better Belgium's result at home to Italy. Should Italy avoid defeat, they'll secure a quarter-final spot. France, without Kylian Mbappe, will join them in the last 8 if they pick up at least a point from their meeting with Israel. UEFA has suspended David Coote while a second video involving the Premier League official came to light last night. The PGMOL was already investigating a video filmed 4 years ago, which appeared online on Monday, in which Coote made derogatory comments regarding former Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp. The new video, published by The Sun, appears to show Coote snorting a white powder, and it was recorded during last summer's European Championships. Coote was a VAR at that tournament. In a statement, the PGMOL said, "We are aware of the allegations and are taking them very seriously. David Coote remains suspended pending a full investigation. David's welfare continues to be of utmost importance to us, and we are committed to providing him with the ongoing necessary support that he needs through this period. We're not in a position to comment further at this stage." Arsenal, Liverpool, Manchester United and Tottenham have lodged legal notices reserving the right to claim compensation if Manchester City are found to have breached Premier League financial rules. The Times reports the notices had been lodged now over concerns the clubs could be out of time to do so under the statute of limitations if they waited for an outcome in the case. City were charged with 115 breaches of top flight rules last year, charges which the club has always denied. Those 4 clubs I mentioned could look to claim compensation under the league's arbitration rules in the event City are found guilty of some of the serious charges facing them. Probably won't get an outcome on the case against City until the new year. Bohemians last night completed their first signing of the close season. Colin Whelan joins from Derry City after an injury plagued two seasons on Foyle side. The former Ireland under 21 international striker joined Derry before the 2023 season, but he suffered two consecutive ACL injuries, returning to the field in June. Bows will be hoping that Whelan solves the goal drought that followed Jonathan Afolabi's departure a year ago. Another deal that's gone through, Andy Boyle has left Dundalk to join Waterford. The one-time Ireland international won four League of Ireland Premier Division titles with Dundalk, and he was also an FAI Cup winner at Oriel Park as well.
Gregor does well, and it's through. What an opportunity here for Celtic. Agnew, and they've taken the lead. A momentous Celtic moment against one of the tournament favourites. One counter was all it took. Chance for the equaliser, and they have it. And Micah Hamano and Chelsea one more. Breezing through in blue, Chelsea are level. And it's a great save from Doherty. Blocked at the second attempt and slammed home at the third. Whistle goes, Clint Kavanagh is the one down, and it's a red card, second yellow for Aggie Beaver-Jones. With seconds left on the clock, she will miss the fixture at Stamford Bridge against Celtic next week.
Chelsea are top of Group B in the Women's Champions League with the maximum 9 points. The WSL champions came from a goal down to beat Celtic 2-1 at Celtic Park last night. Chelsea have won all 9 games under Sonia Bompastor, the woman that replaced Emma Hayes during the summer. Murphy Agnew had put Celtic 1-0 up in the 22nd minute, but Chelsea were 2-1 up at half-time thanks to goals from Mako Hamano and Ashley Lawrence. The only downside for Chelsea, Agnes Beaver-Jones was sent off late in the game. Ireland international Caitlin Hayes came on for the last half an hour. Saoirse Noonan got the last 20 minutes. Earlier in the week, Celtic boss Elena Sidiku dismissed rumours of a falling out with Hayes amid reports that she'd been suspended. She didn't feature in their previous 2 games. Celtic are bottom of that group without a point. Real Madrid are second on 6 points. They won 7-0 at home to Twente last night. Lyon have 3 wins from 3 in Group A. The A-time winners beat Rome at 3-0 in Italy. Wolfsburg got off the mark in that group with a 5-0 win away to Galatasaray. The reverse fixtures will take place next week. Arsenal defender Ben White looks set for a spell on the sidelines. He's undergone minor surgery on a knee issue, which will reportedly keep him out of action for up to 8 weeks. It adds to Arsenal's defensive worries, with Ricardo Calafiori and Takehiro Tomiyasu already out injured. One plus over the international break, though, for Mikel Arteta is as captain Martin Odegaard has opted not to play with Norway in the Nations League. And Claudio Ranieri just can't get enough of being a football manager. The 73-year-old is on his way back to Roma for a third spell in charge, according to reports in Italy. The former Premier League winning boss with Leicester had announced his departure from Cagliari and retirement from professional football after he kept them in Serie A last season. But Ranieri is set to become Roma's fourth manager of 2024, and he could then join the club's board at the end of the season.
You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-fits-all branded clothing? Lands End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands End Outfitters has been a branded apparel supplier to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code POD20 for 20% off your first product.